A fire engulfed portions of historic Fort Chaffee east of Fort Smith late last night. The original 76,000-acre military complex, established in the early 1940s for military combat training, was closed in 1995 and is now used by the Arkansas Army National Guard. The fire, located in the old historic district, destroyed a vacant World War II-era hospital complex, said Ivy Owen, director of the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, who's been in contact with the Fort Smith Fire Chief.
What's happened now is about 4:30 this morning, they called me and said they just couldn't extinguish it completely, and the best thing to do is to backfire it and let it burn itself out. So they lit a backfire about 5:30, and I just spoke with him about 30 minutes ago, and he said it was almost burned out and that they would stay on it until it was completely extinguished. But we lost about 120 buildings. The old historic hospital area that had been vacant since the mid-50s, late-50s, and most recently had been the scene for some paranormal activity when Ghost Adventures was on site a year ago to do a show there. And had been quite popular with local paranormal groups, but now it's no more. And so our next step now is to contain it, keep the public safe, because it's apparently full of asbestos debris, so we'll have to get it cleaned up, get it mitigated as soon as we can. That'll be our next course of action as soon as the fire department says it's safe to go in there.
The cause of the fire has not been determined. No injuries have been reported. Because the buildings contain asbestos and other toxic chemicals, firefighters let the complex burn. In January of 2008, an electrical fire driven by high winds burned 100 acres of land on Fort Chaffee, destroying 150 vacant historic Army barracks. Record heat and drought conditions in the state have created exceptional fire-prone conditions. Yesterday, Fort Smith broke an all-time heat record set at 114 degrees, the hottest temperature since record-keeping started in late 1800s. Little Rock also made weather history, recording 114 degree at Adams Field, and Fayetteville tied an all-time record set back in 1954 of 110 degrees. According to the National Weather Service, an excessive heat warning remains in effect through Monday evening. Southwestern Electric Power Company today is asking customers to avoid using unnecessary lighting or electric appliances and to limit use of air conditioning in order to prevent controlled outages.